BFBS. Your stories.
This week, 30 years ago, Argentine forces eventually surrendered when British forces made a final push into Port Stanley, bringing to an end the Falklands War. Lisa Watson, who nowadays is managing editor at the local Penguin News newspaper, was a 12-year-old schoolgirl at the time, and she has vivid memories of the conflict.
I was living in Stanley with my grandmother because my parents live on a farm, and of course I needed to be in Stanley to go to school. And the first I knew about what was happening was, I suppose, being woken up at about 6 a.m. by my grandmother saying, "The shooting started, dear, we better go downstairs, it'll be safer there." And that was a very scary time, but I was lucky because I had a very strong little grandmother, not very easily intimidated little lady, and she was very brave and she kept us all very calm. And as a result of that, it wasn't as scary as it could have been. But ultimately, my father came in and picked up me and my brother, and we went back to the farm, which is about 17 miles from Stanley. And that's kind of where the fun started, because a few days after the invasion, 6 Royal Marines arrived at our house. They'd actually escaped from the invasion itself and walked around the coastline and turned up at our house. And they said to my father after a few hours that what they'd like to do is surrender, because they were concerned that if they didn't, the Argentine troops would then continue to harass the civilian population searching for them. So they got my father to call the authorities, and Argentine helicopters turned up and lined them up, stood on their backs, took photographs with these Royal Marines lying on the ground, and we had to watch that, which was quite a nasty moment, I think. It's very much in the past, but at the same time, I can remember it quite clearly. I think at 12 years old, you're quite observant and quite switched on to what's going on. To some extent, I'd say I was the perfect age to deal with it. I wasn't so young and I didn't understand what was going on. You know, I have friends who are younger and are more traumatised by it than me because it was so confusing. And yet I was at an age where I felt invulnerable. You know, at 12 years old, you don't believe anything bad is going to happen to you and your family. So I think I was very lucky in that.
That the way forward is exactly what the islanders are expecting nowadays, being positive about the future. What is actually happening to make youngsters in particular stay here?
The Falklands for young people is a little bit of a vocation in some way. It's such an odd and quirky place that I think young people, when they go away, almost feel like I did when I went away, that they're living someone else's life. It's very unusual here. It's a very close community. You feel very, very secure. There are opportunities, you know, in terms of work. Wages aren't fantastic, but you can pretty much guarantee that you will get a job, and potentially in the area that you've chosen in terms of your education as well. The children go away, they've been paid for by the Falkland Islands government. They feel a loyalty, I think, and they miss their home, they miss their family. Invariably they come back, but you know, if the place didn't have a good future, then they wouldn't come back. They would make the decision to go elsewhere. So that's a very positive indication of how things are going for the Falkland Islands.
This is Nigel Rennie for BFBS in the Falklands.
Your stories. BFBS.